This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We visit Mission San Juan Capistrano this week, the seventh California mission, first claimed by Spain in 1775, but officially founded in November of 1776. It's still a bit hard to believe that a schmaltzy 1939 song by Leon René is responsible for the excited flutter here in spring. That song? When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano, recorded by everyone from Gene Autry and Glenn Miller to the Ink Spots and Pat Boone. Every year on March 19th, St. Joseph's Day, tourists flock to town to welcome cliff swallows as they arrive from their annual 6,000-mile migration from Goya, Argentina. Identifiable by their squared-off cleft tails and their propensity for nesting under overhangs and in other protected high spots, the swallows' first official return was in 1776, the year the United States became a nation and the year Father Junipero Serra established the mission. Serra recorded the event, the swallows' arrival, in his diary. Given the modern-day dominance of business parks, subdivisions, shopping malls, and rush-hour traffic, it's easy to forget that padres and other pioneers from Spain, then the new nation of Mexico, and even the U.S., made their homes in a much quieter California. For a glimpse into that brave old world, pick up a copy of 2 Years Before the Mast by Richard Henry Dana, Jr., first published in 1840. On leave from his studies at Harvard University to recover from measles-related afflictions, Dana put to sea aboard the Pilgrim, a small, square-rigged Boston brig that delivered East Coast fineries to California in exchange for tanned cowhides carted over from the mission at San Juan Capistrano. San Juan Cove, now known as Dana Cove, which includes Dana Point Harbor, was the only safe anchorage between San Diego and Santa Barbara. When Dana returned to Boston and an eventual career as a noted maritime attorney, he recalled the cove with its rocky harbor and striking 200-foot cliffs as the only romantic spot in California. And perhaps it was. There was grandeur in everything around, Dana said. In those days, the ocean surf swept all the way in to dramatic sculptured cliffs, huge prehistoric vultures, California condors, known elsewhere as thunderbirds, launched themselves from harbor cliffs looking for lunch. And there were swallows. Long before migrating cliff swallows nested and raised their young at Mission San Juan Capistrano, they made their mud nest year after year in suitable cliff locations along the coast. Nowadays, though, on and around March 19th, tourists crowd into town to participate in the romance of the Capistrano story. You may or may not see swallows. Modern life has offered many more and often better nesting spots than coastal cliffs and crumbling old missions. The food supply in urban and suburban California, insects, is sometimes iffy. Too many people and too much hubbub scare them off, along with earthquake repairs and scaffolding at Capistrano's beautiful old stone church, no longer in use. But the idea that the swallows arrive on March 19th has never been quite right, though no doubt some birds did arrive and do arrive on that particular day. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio. For photos, links, and to listen again, go to mynspr.org.